Aaron Walsh, a materials scientist at Imperial College London, who was not involved in the research, says DeepMind's work is impressive. But this is the start of the exploration rather than the end, he says, noting that the machine has only scratched the surface of what might be possible. In a recent paper of his own, he tried to calculate how many stable crystals incorporating four chemical elements, so-called quaternaries, might be potentially manufacturable. He wound up with a conservative estimate of 32 trillion. For its part, NOAM looked only at crystals that form under relatively low temperatures and pressures, and crystals are only one subset of a universe of materials that includes everything from amorphous solids such as glass through to gases, gels and liquids. Whether any of DeepMind's 2.2 million new crystals will be useful remains to be seen. Even if they do not, the techniques used to make the predictions could be valuable. Besides suggesting new crystals, AI may also shed light on as yet unknown rules that govern how they form. Ekin Dosh Chubuk at DeepMind highlights one such finding. Previously, he says, crystals made from six elements called senaries were thought to be vanishingly rare, but DeepMind's AI found around 3,200 in its sample of 381,000 stable compounds. A better understanding of how crystals form and what sorts are possible might also save scientists curious to test how the 2.2 million new materials behave from the tedious task of synthesizing each one of them by hand.